Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 134, Dating Someone's Ex. You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 134. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is about going on a date with someone's ex. And here, ex, E-X, means ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend, former boyfriend, someone who used to be your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Let's get started. Hello.
Hey, Marco, it's Claudia. Got a minute?
Sure. What's up?
I'm just wondering what's going on with you and Beth. Are you guys still going out?
We went out for a while, but we never got serious. Why all the questions? Are you interested in Beth?
No, I'm not interested, but Shane is. He's been asking me about you guys. He wants to ask her out, but he didn't know whether you guys were still together or how you'd feel about him asking out your ex.
Why didn't he just ask me? Beth and I were casual, and we haven't seen each other in months. He should go for it.
Okay, I'll tell him. So, if you're not going out with Beth, who's the new girl?
Wouldn't you like to know? Actually, I've been seeing a great girl. I'm bringing her to the party on Saturday. You'll meet her then.
Great. I'm bringing Lenny, so you'll get to meet him, too. See you Saturday.
See ya. In this podcast, we meet Claudia and Marco. Claudia calls Marco on the telephone, and Marco answers, "Hello." And Claudia says, "Hey, Marco. It's Claudia. Got a minute?" Hey, H-A-Y, you probably know, is an informal way of saying hello to someone. Hey, Marco. Got a minute means, do you have a minute to talk to me? So if someone says to you, hey, you got a minute? What they mean is, I want to talk to you. Do you have time to talk to me right now? Marco says, sure, what's up? And, of course, what's up, again, informal to mean what's going on, what is happening, what do you want to talk to me about? And Claudia says, I'm just wondering what's going on with you and Beth. Are you guys still going out? The expression what's going on here means, what is the situation? What is happening between you two? And this is sometimes used when there's a problem. For example, a parent, a father or a mother, may see their child crying and they'll ask him, what's going on? Or when they see two children fighting, what's going on here means, what is the problem? Why is this happening? But in this dialogue, it's really just, what is the situation? What is the, in this case, romantic relationship or no romantic relationship between you and Beth? Are you guys still going out? To go out means here, to be dating, to be romantically interested and involved with someone. Notice the use of the term guys, G-U-Y-S, which again, informal to mean you people. It's in English, the use of the plural you is not very common, at least in American English. So when we say you, we could mean just one person, or we could mean three or four people. In some dialects, in some variations of American English, we say you all. That's a very southern United States expression, you all. But most people don't say that. Most people would just say you, or informally they might say you guys, meaning the two of you in this case, or more. Well, Marco says that we went out for a while. Again, we dated for a while, but we never got serious. And to get serious, if you are dating someone in a relationship, a boyfriend, girlfriend, to get serious means you are thinking about getting married, or you are thinking about staying together for a long time. Marco then says, why all the questions? Are you interested in Beth? Why all the questions here means, why are you asking me these questions? You want to know why this person is interested. And he makes a joke by saying, are you interested in Beth? Well, Claudia is not interested in Beth, but she says that her friend Shane is. Shane has been asking Claudia about you guys, again, about Marco and Beth. He wants to ask her out, but he didn't know whether you guys were still together. To ask someone out means that you are going to ask someone to go on a date with you. So you ask someone out on a date, is what we would say, to ask out, or to ask out on a date. And if you are interested in each other, then you may start to go out together, meaning you are now dating each other. You are romantically interested in each other. Well, Shane wasn't sure if Marco and Beth were still together, meaning they were still romantically involved. They were still boyfriend and girlfriend. Shane was also uncertain about how Marco would feel about asking out his ex. And again, ex, E-X, is short for ex-girlfriend in this case. It can also mean, when someone says your ex, it can also mean your ex-husband or your ex-wife if you divorce from that person. Marco says, why didn't he just ask me? In other words, why didn't Shane ask me directly? Beth and I, Marco says, were casual, and we haven't seen each other for months. To be casual in this context means that they weren't serious, that they weren't interested in getting married, they were just dating each other. Casual normally means relaxed, not serious. We also use that expression to talk about clothing. If somebody says, dress is casual for the party, that means that you don't have to wear a suit and a tie or very nice clothing. You can dress, you can come in jeans and maybe tennis shoes. That would be dressing casually. Well, Marco says that Shane should just go for it. To go for it here means he should do it. There's a famous advertising line in the U.S. and in other English-speaking countries for Nike, the company Nike that makes tennis shoes, running shoes, and it's called Just Do It. And it's very similar to Go For It, meaning that you should go ahead, make a decision, and in this case, ask Beth out. Well, Claudia says that she will tell Shane, and then asks Marco, who's the new girl? Who's the new girl? Meaning, who is your new girlfriend? Marco says, somewhat again as a joke, wouldn't you like to know? That expression, wouldn't you like to know, is when someone asks you a question and wants to get information from you, but you don't think it is any of their concern. We would say it's none of their business, meaning they don't need to know. And usually it's when someone is asking you something private or personal or secret. So instead of telling the person the answer, you say, wouldn't you like to know? Meaning, I'm not going to tell you. It's none of your business. It's not your concern. You shouldn't be interested in it. But Marco then shows that he is joking when he says, actually, I've been seeing a great girl. To be seen means that I am dating. So if someone asks you, are you seeing anyone? And it's the verb see, S-E-E-I-N-G. Are you seeing anyone? They mean, are you romantically involved? Are you dating anyone? Do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend? And Marco says he's been seeing a great girl and that he's going to bring her to the party. Claudia says, great, I'm bringing Lenny, her boyfriend, and you'll get to meet him too. Notice there seems to be some, we would say, some romantic or sexual tension between these two, Marco and Claudia. They're talking on the telephone, but when we say there seems to be some romantic or sexual tension, T-E-N-S-I-O-N, we mean that they seem to like each other. Even though they each have their own boyfriend or girlfriend, they seem to be interested in each other. Well, that's my interpretation of the dialogue. Well, the dialogue ends with Marco saying, see ya. And the expression see ya, and here instead of saying you, we say ya, Y-A. It's just a short, informal way of saying you. So somebody says see you or see you later means I hope that we will see each other later. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech. Hello.
Hey, Marco, it's Claudia. Got a minute?
Sure. What's up?
I'm just wondering what's going on with you and Beth. Are you guys still going out?
We went out for a while, but we never got serious. Why all the questions? Are you interested in Beth?
No, I'm not interested, but Shane is. He's been asking me about you guys. He wants to ask her out, but he didn't know whether you guys were still together or how you'd feel about him asking out your ex.
Why didn't he just ask me? Beth and I were casual, and we haven't seen each other in months. He should go for it.
Okay, I'll tell him. So if you're not going out with Beth, who's the new girl?
Wouldn't you like to know? Actually, I've been seeing a great girl. I'm bringing her to the party on Saturday. You'll meet her then.
Great. I'm bringing Lenny, so you'll get to meet him too. See you Saturday.
See ya. For a script of today's podcast, be sure to go to our website at www.eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006.